still some farming you're planning. You mentioned that there were no fixed supply and amount of cigarettes. So normally, how much cigarettes did the people you all give them?
Like sometimes you may get about $500 to $600 a week, and sometimes nearly $1,000 a week.
Worth of cigarettes.
Worth of cigarettes.
When you go there and get the cigarettes, do they have to pay there also?
Yes, you have to pay cash.
How was the price like for the cigarettes?
Compare with the market now, is cheap. There is so many blends. See, the cheapest blend is about 10 cents, some 15 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents. I think the most expensive is 50 cents.
At that time. Japanese currency.
Because at that time the best tobacco was imported from Java. Of course, some Japanese cigarette in tens. From Java they are packed in 20s. From tens, and that is mostly for the soldiers. That is, they suddenly the black market is more expensive.
The good brand,
those imported from Japan, say that we don't sell. That's only for the soldiers.
After, did they fix a price for you to sell the cigarettes?
Yes, we all have to sell at the control price.
How much profit did they allow you to make from that?
Roughly about 5%.
Why did you want to be a cigarette retailer?
At that time we have to do business, to make money. Anything we can make, you see, we have to do. That is business, you see. Any license you can get hold of, you see, you have to try and get. The more the merrier, you see.
You mentioned that there was only one cigarette retailer in each village.
Yeah.
So you were the only one in your village?
I'm the only one in the village.
Yeah. So you sold to the villagers staying there?
Yeah.
Did you sell to those other retailers?
No, the retailers, they don't. If they want to smoke, they have to come and line up to buy their cigarette. You see, like one or two good friends, see, they may come through the back door and have a few packets to smoke. Then we may do a favor.
All the other shops were not allowed to sell cigarettes?
No. They were not allowed to sell.
How did the Japanese choose which retailer to give the license to?
Actually, it's all up to food control, the man in charge.
So the situation was the same in all villages?
Yeah, the lucky one will get it.
What about the towns? Did you know how they work out?
Town also in certain parts, you see, not very close, quite far away. They have one retailer here and another retailer there, you see.
Had to line up to buy the cigarettes. Did you have a fixed packet number of cigarettes to sell to them?
Yeah. 2 or 3 packets.
Who decided the amount to be sold?
You see, actually, the food controller allowed each to buy 5 packets. But we don't have stock. If we are going to sell 5 packets, we finish our stock very quickly. So we start selling 2, 3 packets like that. to its customers, see, to prolong the time of selling and to sell to more people, see.
You sold yours once a week?
Sometimes once a week, sometimes twice a week.
You mentioned that there was no records of any kind. So sometimes the Japanese would come and inspect.
No, the Japanese food control people. Very rare, see.
What about the other license, the liquor license? How was it run?
The liquor license is very similar to that of the cigarette, see. The government food controller don't take much care because it's not very important, see. What we have, we take and sell, you see. We keep our own record for the liquor department only.
What record?
Right. I so many brands of liquor I buy, you see. So today I sell 5 brands of liquor, how many bottle each, and balance stock every day. My balance book must balance with the amount of liquor and beer in my shop. Like liquor is not that, like you can buy any time, and then because there is a Mian Huan, and you get a factory here, manufacturers Chinese Samsu, at that time no brandy, and that only Chinese Samsu, medical wine, this and that, that you can get easily.
Was there sufficient supply of liquor?
Yeah, liquor, you see, it's quite enough. People don't have to line up, no black market. You see, you can get what you want. Beer is a bit difficult, beer.
From where did you get the supply of liquor and beer?
Once we get a license, we got the license, we can go to the wholesaler to buy. Like Mian Huan, he's a distiller. He got a factory, but he got an office also in town. So we go to the office and buy. As well, he's a wholesaler also.
The license you got from the food control department?
Liquor department.
Not the
custom. Because this liquor is all duty, you see. So what stock we sell, what stock we balance, we have to keep it, because all this is on duty.
How do you get a license from the custom department?
It's easy, because pre-war, I'm dealing in liquor, so I got a license. They all got a record there. So it's easy for me to take. If those without a license pre-war, it's difficult. They may not issue you a license. As I'm a liquor dealer before, it's easy to apply for one.
Where was the custom department?
It's the same as the custom department now. Maxwell Road there. Like when you want to have beer is difficult to get. You have to go to the same company you're selling cigarette. The company who sells cigarette imported beer also. At that time, beer is mostly imported. But only later on, they got local beer.
and then for you say you go to another wholesaler to get the rest of the what was the name of that company?
Dika Tay Man Huat.
So did all the liquor retailers go to one place again, or were they separated?
Oh, like liquor, I think they got two or three wholesalers. You are free to go to any wholesaler and buy. They got different blends. Though the thing is the same, you see. The brand, the wholesaler, they got their own brand. Different brands, you see. All medical wine, they got different name. Actually, the content is mostly the same. Only the trademark.
Any fixed quantity that you can buy?
No.
What about the prices?
Prices, I think, is controlled. Controlled by the government. Because the government supply them sugar, rice, all these things to make, you see. So the government have to control the price.
Do you know how many liquor retailers there were during that time?
I have no idea, but I know there's quite a lot. All those pre-war retailers can apply for one. It's not difficult. Liquor is not very... I mean, the government don't control very much. They don't care much.
You said that you had to report to the customs department.
No, we don't have to report. They, anytime they want to check us, they come and check us. We don't have to make a report.
How frequently did they come to check?
Very seldom. You see, but once they come, your book is not up to date and the thing non-agree, you get into trouble. That's the thing.
So for the thing, you have to keep records?
Records.
For both cigarette and liquor license, were there any change in the system in the later part of the Japanese occupation?
No, no change.
They carry on the same?
And the same. Only what? Whatever they have, they give it to us to distribute.
For liquor, did they confine to one village, one liquor retailer?
No, I won't think so, no. Because if you got a record that you are a retailer, they will issue one.
So it's unlike the
cigarette? Unlike the cigarette. Because cigarette is all imported, it's a little bit difficult. But liquor is local manufacturer.
Was it profitable in being a liquor retailer?
Yes, and any business, we do make a certain amount of profit. Some here, some there.
What about the market license? What kind of market license do you get?
Market license. This license is, they favor me to have it. I'm not in this line of business. But market, I understand there is two types of marketing. One type, they allow you to sell saltfish, pork, and salted bak, waibo. Another type, they allow you to sell fresh fish and vegetable tapioca. But I'm lucky. I get both. I sell everything. It happened, I don't know, they give it to me, the license. I think just to help me to make some things.
When did you get your license for the liquor retailing?
I think after a few months after the Japanese came in.
Before your cigarette license?
And before the cigarette
license. What about the market license?
Market?
When did you get them?
About a year's time. About a year's time.
Did you apply for them?
I know that they are going to issue, but I know I don't have a chance, you see. I still ask for it, and I don't know how they allow me to do both. Somebody, they get one only, and then another chap get another, but they give both to me.
Because
I have been always to the hard food controller, I always get information from there. To do business, I have to know all these people, the things, to get information, all these things.
When you apply, were there any documents that you have to show or any conditions that they put before they allow you to get?
At that time, I told them I'm not in this type of business. I have to tell them frankly, but I am the 3-star man in the area, see. So I like to do this type of business. So I ask them to consider me as one for the village. So later on, instead of one, they put me two. Food controller, sir.
So they issue license to you just like the other license? Where did you... were you the only person with this license in
the village? Yeah, in the village. I'm the only one.
So how did you get the supply of vegetables, fish and pork?
Like salt fish, we get it from Tipasap, Beachwood there, Tipasap. Pork, we have to get it from the slaughterhouse. It's somewhere near Jalan Besar there, the old one, not the new one. Fresh fish, I think it was Tipasap. The vegetable, we get it from Seng Pasa. The swanted, but the ball also from there. The tapioca also from Seng Pasa.
Who were the suppliers?
I think must be the wholesaler. I don't know. I think wholesaler. Those they kill, they buy the pig and they kill, they slaughter the pig and they give us our share, you see. Like pork, I think we sell once a week only. And if I remember, one family, they don't come by person. One family, only one catty. And you cannot choose which part you want. If you buy a catty, you cut some good one, some rotten one. Not rotten one, but like fat, and some this and that. Add in one catty, you pay. Buy catty once a week. But that has to be recorded also. I think no need to record that. I don't know whether to record that, I don't know. Softies also the same.
The wholesalers were the suppliers, were they the same people as before the war? Or were they appointed by
the war? Yeah, I don't know, because we get it from the slaughterhouse. There must be the wholesaler who go to the village and buy the pig, and go there and kill it, and then we buy it from there. They, I think they must be divided a certain area, Monday, a certain area, Tuesday, a certain area, Wednesday, like that. They spread it out, you see.
Did you get any of this from Japanese companies?
No.
All local?
Except, sometimes we get that dry tapioca. Not in powder form, no? But actually, it meant for human consumption. But most of the people, they buy it for the pig and all these things. That we buy from the Japanese firm, imported the samche, imported all these things. Like the fresh tapioca is all right, people eat. The sweet potatoes, people eat. But this right the prayer, people were not accustomed to it, you see. But somebody go and grind it and make into like wheat flour and make cake. That can be done also.
Were there a lot of market lessons for this?
Not very much. I think the most is one village, one market license. Wherever there is a market, before the war, wherever there is a market, they issue a license to that market. You see, if the fellow, the area is no market, then maybe he is issued to the shopkeepers there.
So for your village, only you?
Yeah, I'm the lucky one.
Was there, before the war, was there a person who was selling this in your village?
There was a market in our village, but I think the proprietor is not there anymore, see. That's why I get the chance.
Can you tell us how did you get your supply from the suppliers in the US markets? What were the procedures like?
Everything in cash. You see? Like pork, we went there, they give us a certain amount, we pay them, we take it. Swordfish, the same. Everything in cash. But pork is the best seller, see. If you sell pork, there will be line up. Swordfish is quite alright, you see. But not people are not so keen about it. Vegetable, fresh fish also. Fresh fish also. But fresh fish is a bit difficult to sell. See. Because so many types, everybody go for the best. By the end, balance the rotten one. Not rotten, I love not popular one. But still we go.
Did you have to any record of how much did you buy from the wholesalers?
I think we have a record. I think we record even the pork, you see, just the family, the cuts. Name, we see the cut and we shear it. We don't know how, we don't care how many persons, it's just one cut, one catty like that.
That's what? Sell to the consumers.
Consumer.
But what about when you're
buying
from the wholesalers?
Did
you have to record down also, or did the wholesalers have to record down how much you buy from them?
Yes, whether they record or not, I don't know. But they issue us a cheat, how many catties for how much, and we pay them a receipt like that. With that, we keep all the everything. We have to file it.
Who decide how much can you buy from this
person? I think must be the food controller. they will see how big this village is, and then how much our share can get from there. Sometimes they get twice a week, but mostly once a week. If we are lucky, we get twice a week.
What's the amount fixed throughout?
Sometimes we get two pigs. Next year, two pigs. Sometimes three. Not sure.
How did the commander decide when to give you more and when to give you less?
That we have nothing to say. Whatever they give us, we take it.
Did you have to go to the food control department to get any letters stating how much you need?
No. Just we go there. We got our license, we go there to show our license.
So you have to show your license every time?
No lah. For the first two times when they got the record, they know us already.
About the other things,
swordfish
and all that, did you get it every day or also once a week?
No, swordfish, I think once a week, something once a week, sometimes twice, once a fortnight.
How about the other vegetables?
Vegetables, maybe go not every day, about twice a week or three times a week, like that. Vegetable will get more frequent, more. 3 or 4 times a week, I think.
And after you collected them, how would you sell it to the people in the village?
We just make a certain amount, see what they want, they take it. In the market, is only the pork is a bit difficult. Like vegetable is not very difficult, you see. Because our area, most of the family, they can plant themselves vegetable. Even the tapioca, in some markets, people are rushing for it. In my market, people don't like very much. Because anywhere they can plant tobacco. At that time, occupation time, most of the family, they plant tapioca, sweet potatoes, all this around vacant land.
How would they come to buy from you? Did they have to produce their family registration card?
Yes, they have to.
Did you issue them a different card?
No.
How much would you give to each person? Is it fixed? Is the quantity to be given to each family?
No. One cutty of pork, as I tell you. And then this office, we no control also. We still no control. Only the price is controlled.
Controlled by the Japanese demand?
Yeah. When we buy from there, we allow a certain amount of percentage of profit.
You mentioned that you record down how much you sell each week.
Yes, because we got the receipt, you see, every week.
Do you have to report back to the food control department?
No. We don't have only rice. The only thing rice we have to report what amount we sell. The other thing we don't have. If they want, they come and check us. If there's any complaint about us for not selling properly or this and that, they may come and check us. If no complaint, they won't come and check.
Of all these foods that you sell, which was more popular? Fish, vegetables, pork,
swordfish? Pork. Always pork. When they know today selling pork, they'll start coming line up.